Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 44, Anime Episode 36. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 36?
The title of Episode 36 was Survive! Bellamere, the mother, and Nami's family. And we begin with everyone is running because it's a very desperate situation. The girls are running back to the house, and Gen-san is running. And meanwhile, Bellamere is cooking because she doesn't realize what is coming her way. And the villagers are preparing to fight off Arlong's gang of pirates that are approaching Bellamere's house. And Bellamere is cooking, and she hears a knock at the door, and she looks out the window and she sees the big shapes of the mermen. And so she realizes, you know, there's trouble outside, and she just calls out, "Come in." But when he opens the door, it's all dark inside, and he takes a step into the doorway, and then boom, Bellamere delivers a flying kick to Arlong that knocks him on his back, and she rides his body down and stuffs the barrel of a rifle right down between his teeth into his mouth. And she says, "Ha ha, good thing I'm a marine." And the mermen just laugh, and Arlong laughs, and he snaps the barrel of the gun into pieces with his jaws. And so clearly Bellamere did not see that coming, and she's pretty alarmed at that. Meanwhile, we cut to the girls have been stopped. They're trying to reach the house via the back path. They've been stopped by the doctor. He's trying to talk them out of going over to the house, basically. Meanwhile, we cut back, and Arlong is stomping on Bellamere's left arm, and it's horrible. He's just breaking all the bones, and she's crying out in pain. And then we see Gen-san is trying to help Bellamere. He's saying, no, it, we could solve this with money. And Arlong's like, "Yes, that's my new system. You know, you get to live if you pay." And so it's 100,000 for every adult and 50,000 for every kid. And so Gen-san is holding Bellamere in his arms, and he's like, "How much money you got?" And she goes, "I've only got $100,000. Hachi notices that the table is set in the house. The table is set for three. And so they're like, might have kids. But Jen says, no, I was invited to a meal. Yeah, so, you know, she lives alone. And then, sure enough, one of the guys, you know, looks up the census. One of the mermen looks up the census and says that, "Oh, well, she actually has no kids listed here." Meanwhile, the doctor is telling the girls that the best thing for them to do is to get on a ship and leave the island, because Bellamere will not be able to pay for herself and the girls to all be able to stay alive. And this way that the girls and Bellamere will live. And Nami cries, you know, she does not want to leave. But Nojiko runs off. She will leave. But then we see Arlong seems pretty satisfied that, okay, it's just Bellamere living in the house. So he'll accept her $100,000 or 100,000 berry, and they're walking away. The pirates are all walking away. But then she says, no, the 100,000 isn't for me. It's for my two little girls. It's for my daughters. And Gen-san is like, "Don't say that." And she's like, "Nope, I want my girls to live. Even at the cost of her own life, she wants her daughters to live." And the girls hear this. They run to Bellamere, and they're crying, and Nami says, "You know, you can't die. We have so much to do. You know, I want you to see the map that I've made." Jen is trying to, he leaps in to defend Bellamere with two guns, but one of the mermen, who we will find out in this episode, is actually named Kurubi, Karubi draws his sword and slashes him across, you know, the chest, and Jensun falls. And the villagers attack, and the mermen are defeating them very easily. You know, Arlong has said, you know, don't kill them, just, you know, teach them that they have to fear us. And Arlong decides, meanwhile, he's going to make an example of Belimer for all the villagers. And, you know, he pulls out, you know, a long gun. Belimer tells the girls, I love you. And in that moment, Arlong mercilessly guns her down. And it's a very horrific moment. A lot of cool black and white images, still images to sell the drama. And we get little flashbacks to the girls and Belimer, and, you know, advice from Belimer about always having the strength to continue laughing in the face of danger. So yeah, Belimer dies, crashes to the ground. The girls are beside themselves crying. And Hachi finds Nami's map. And Arlong says, oh, let me see that. And he says, hey, this is pretty good. She could actually be useful to us. Bring her along. And Jensong is trying to stop Arlong from taking Nami. Nami's crying out, you know, don't let them take me. And so Arlong says, Karubi, which is how we know who that character is now. And Karubi does multiple sword slashes and cuts Jensun to ribbons. And so that's pretty clear how he got all those scars that we see later. So then, very, very dramatic. And then we go to that funny little commercial break and come back. And the town is destroyed. And the ships have been sunk in the harbor. And we see that the doctor is now overseeing Jensun, who's all bandaged from head to toe, laying in a hospital bed. And the doc says that the girls can't leave now. The ships are all destroyed. And we see Nojiko crying at Belimir's grave, which is that little cross on the cliff's edge that we established earlier. And in town, the villagers are arguing about what to do. And they decide they are going to fight for Nami. But then she shows up and she reveals that she's decided to join Arlong's crew. And she's going to draw their maps. And they can't believe it. Jensun can't believe it. But, you know, they're all horrified and shocked to see that she has Arlong's tattoo on her arm. So Nojika tries to snap her sister out of it. But Nami, you know, is crying. And she says, you know, I don't want to live like that. If you live properly and die like Belimer, then I don't want to live properly. And Jensun cannot believe his ears, and he banishes her from the village. And so Nami runs off in tears. But later, Nojiko finds Nami at Belimir's grave on the cliff's edge, and Nami reveals that all is not what it seems. Her true plan is to buy the freedom for the village and herself, to buy the village and save everyone. And Nami's decided, you know, to harden her heart, that she will never cry again. And now we cut back to the present, and we see Nojiko, adult Nojiko, is finishing up her story to our buddies. Zoro has slept through the whole thing, apparently. Sanji's incensed. He leaps up, you know, he's ready to fight for Nami, but he gets, you know, punched out by Nojiko. She says, nope. Do not interfere. You will ruin Nami's 8 years of effort if you interfere. And we also actually see Johnny and Yosaku. We thought they were gone, but they're hanging out in the woods, and they've been listening, and they're crying their eyes out listening to this story. And Nojiko also remembers a moment when teenage Nami showed up with a bag full of treasure and revealed that she had become a pirate thief now. And she was burying all the treasure in Belimir's gravesite. And she had like a million buried with her at that point. And so now we cut back to the to present again. And in the house, we see that Nami is thinking, I only have 7 million left to go. And she'll be able to buy the freedom for the village. So at that point, we finally see Luffy in this episode, who is continued on his walk, and he has arrived in town, and he sees a squad of Marines. Gen-san is escorting the Marines that we saw him talk to in the end of the previous episode, led by that commander, Nezumi, the mouse man guy. And they all walk by, and all Luffy can think of is, what's the deal with that pinwheel in that guy's hat? That's so cool. So now we cut to Nami's house, and she strolls out of the house, and she stretches. She's very happy. She's like, well, I guess I'll just make one more big thieving run, and then I'll have all the money I need to save the town. And she is confronted by Gen-san and the Marines. And Commander Nezumi, with his terrible little laugh, says that his investigation has revealed that she is a famous pirate thief, that she has hidden her treasure somewhere on the farm, and that the treasure is now all government property. So hand it over. To be continued.
Who is Chu?
The named character on the left is one of Arlong's pirates, the merman known as Chu. Chu is, like most of the mermen, very, very tall and muscular. He has bluish skin. He has blonde hair and very long muzzle-type lips that stick out in front of his face. He's wearing a purplish-pinkish shirt a purple sash and green shorts.
Who is Arlong?
This is Arlong, the pirate, the merman. He is very, very powerful, extremely muscular. He has sort of bluish-grayish skin. He has a sort of a sawtooth nose, almost like a shark, and a very long pointed chin. He has black hair, and you can't see it in this picture, but he does have a shark fin coming out of his back. And he is very fashionable. He likes to wear a black hat, and here he's wearing a long green coat with a scarf and some pants with an interesting design. And he also has a big red sort of sun tattoo on his pectoral.
Who is Hachi?
This is Hachi, or Hachim, and Hachi is one of Arlong's pirates. He refers to himself as a, I forget what he said exactly, it was a funny way of putting it, sort of like, I am a beautiful octopus man. But he is kind of an octopus man. He has six arms, and in addition to his two legs, and he has great big octopus suckers on his arms, and sort of a starfish hairstyle, and a big sort of fishy muzzle mouth coming out in front of his face. And like most of the pirates, he dresses for warm tropical weather. He's got just a light vest and shorts, and likes to wear sandals.
Who is Doctor?
The character facing us is the village doctor. He has sort of a beanie with a medical insignia on it. He often wears dark sunglasses, but today in this shot they're on his forehead instead of over his eyes. He wears a doctor's lab coat and green striped shirt and orange and black striped shorts. And he has a pretty cool mustache and goatee. He's kind of an older guy and kind of a funky-looking guy for a doctor, but that's who he is.
Who is Bellemere?
The character in the middle is Bellemere, who is the foster mother to the two girls in frame. Bellemere is a former Marine. Got an interesting sort of pink hairstyle with shaved hair on the sides and long bangs and sort of a tail on the back. She's currently wearing a green striped shirt, and her left arm is very beaten up because Arlong just prior to this moment stomped on her arm with his foot and broke some bones.
Who is Kurobi?
This is Kurobi, one of Arlong's mermen. And Kurobi is a very powerful merman. He has sort of wing bones on his arms that are quite distinctive. But he has sort of bluish skin. In this moment, we see it's kind of gray because the scene is gray. But he is also, he has a hood and a vest with a sleeveless vest and long pants. And currently he is wielding a pretty dangerous looking cutlass sword.
Who is Nami as a child?
This is Nami as a child. Nami has her usual orange hair. She's wearing a green and yellowish dress, which will evoke her later clothing. She seems to like the color green. And she's also in this scene, she's got some damage on her face, some bruising. And we also see a very fresh tattoo on her left arm, the tattoo of the Arlong Pirates.
Who is Gen, or Genso?
This is Gen, or Gensan, as many refer to him. He is sort of the local authority in town. He has a sort of a military policeman's hat and a brown uniform with gold shoulder epaulets. And he is currently, he also has a very nice black mustache, but he's currently all bandaged up because he's been attacked viciously by Kurobi of the Arlong Pirates.
Who is Nochiko as a child?
This is Nochiko as a child. She has the blue hair that we recognize when she's an adult. She still likes to wear the red bandana to hold her hair back. She has a green skirt with a white undershirt. She's looking very pensive at this point.
What was the setting in this episode?
This episode took place mostly on the island with Kokoyashi Village. We split our time between the village and the interior and exterior of Nami's house and the farm. There was also a brief interlude where we were back on the path with Luffy's crew and Nojiko when she was telling the story. There were also a couple of flashbacks to when the girls were little, but again, mostly took place in and around Nami's house. We also briefly saw what appeared to be sort of a hospital room where Genso was being, you know, recuperated. Also, we did spend some time at Bellamere's gravesite on the coast.
What was the combat in this episode?
There were a handful of things. No real special attacks in this episode, apart from one that Kurobi did on Gensan. But the first bit of fighting that we saw was Bellamere kicking Arlong back from the doorstep and then landing on him and putting the barrel of her gun into his mouth, and then he shattered the barrel with his teeth. Then he abused her by smashing her a left arm with his foot and basically breaking the bones inside. There was also a moment where Gensan attempted to stop Arlong from taking the kids, and he used two two guns, two pistols. But Kurobe slashed him with his cutlass and took him out of the picture. And then later, when Gen-san tried to stand against them a second time, Kurobe really did a number on him and slashed him up multiple times. There was one moment where the villagers fought back but were defeated easily. They were just beat up badly enough so that they could be made an example of. And of course, we did have the ultimate act of violence where Arlong shot and killed Bellamere.
Very good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Yes, I don't like that mouse man, and he wants to take all of the treasure that Nami's been collecting for 8 years. This is terrible. What's going to happen? To be continued.
Ahar! Indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 36. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!